Friends reunion thing. That's very disturbing to me. So,
oh my God, I just saw Ross.
Well, look, they're in their 50s now. You know, that's the hard thing about being on television is that, especially when you have a hit show that was really huge in the 90s, you know, it's 25 years later. So, of course, you look like you aged because it's been 25 years at the time you were, you know, you were like 30 then.
I understand aging, but I can turn on the TV right now and see Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to fast forward to this and it's like, whoa. God, that's Ross. Ah!
Right. He's been directing. He's been behind the camera for a lot of this time. So it's not like we've watched him age as opposed to Joey. I mean, Joey's been on television nonstop. He has show after show. He's got another show right now on like ABC or ABC Family or one of those. And he was on Episodes, which is now running on Netflix. He had that show for a while. So, but here's the thing about this. So, you know, the Friends reunion is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And People magazine did this little interview with them where they asked them a bunch of questions about like, you know, are you still friends? Are you really friends in real life? What did you steal from the set? All kinds of questions. I could not focus on the answers because I was so distracted by the fact that there's something wrong with Matthew Perry. And I'm concerned, like I'm alarmed at not just what he looks like, but what he sounds like.
But I'm telling you, just sit down before you see Ross. Sit down and step away from the computer because you're gonna do one of those because Courtney still looks good.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I think over the years we've all struggled with different obstacles and challenges.
I think they look great. They've aged well.
It's been nice to be able to reach out and
they're all in good shape, you know.
I mean, I'm speaking for myself because I'm the only one that doesn't
really
live in California.
Yeah,
New York.
Because I just saw him like 5 minutes ago, and he was 22.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. That's so you, nice. Right.
While being
he looks like Ross's father.
Group, we don't see each other.
But wait, go back a second. It's Matthew Perry I want to talk about because now Matthew Perry has talked about the fact, just to give you a little bit of background, he has talked about the fact that he has had a lot of trouble with drugs and alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and that he used to down like a fifth of vodka, come in really hungover. He was coked up, which he admitted to. He said that from season 3 to season 6, he remembers very little of it because he was wasted the entire time. Those were the seasons where he got super skinny.
Mm.
So, and then he had gone to rehab and came out and had a relapse and he was sort of back and forth. Now he's engaged and he's supposedly happy, but I have to say either he has something medically wrong with him or I can't even speculate. Just listen to Matthew Perry. Fast forward to the next clip of him because he says a little more. They're talking about the question they're asked is, did you steal anything off the set before you left?
And you know,
and none of them are going to admit to it. Of course, they all did. Jennifer Aniston stole a dress. The one thing that
would you say over that amount of time? When were you?
I know these girls still look beautiful. I see your reaction.
God, look at Jennifer.
Yeah. It's still to be one of the greatest jobs I've ever had.
Courtney and Lisa?
Yeah.
What if they were like...
Yeah, even Lisa.
I mean...
Yeah, they all look terrific. No, that's they've all aged very well. So, but here's the thing. So they ask if you stole anything from the set. And Matthew Perry stole...
She stole my art from the set is what... Look at that.
But the friendships...
Matthew Perry stole something for Lisa Kudrow.
Just,
So she's going to talk about it and then he's going to talk about it. But I want you to pay attention to him talking about it because that's where he talks a little more and he slurs his words. And I'm just alarmed. There seems to be something wrong. And I'm concerned because, you know, like everyone else, I grew up with these people. Like I feel like I know them. You know what I mean? Like I all the interviews and every time they were on the cover of a magazine, I bought it. Like I was giving him eight friends. I'm down.
I'm just looking at Jennifer's tattoo and seeing that that's an Idiocracy scannable tattoo.
Phenomenon, but the friendships / family that came out of it is just
blah blah blah. Your best friends, we get it. Can you move on to?
Look at that. Good God,
what's happening?
Wow.
can't put words to
look at her.
It's priceless.
Look at that. Come on.
What would you say is your favorite thing you stole from the set?
A dress that Monica wore that I went into her line of clothes and I pulled it out and I still have it and wear it to this day.
Do you still have it?
Yes, I do. And
do you want to fast forward to where I asked you to go to or do you want to just go through the whole clip?
It's a little lace. It's a floral, tiny little flower.
I know you love Jennifer Aniston. But just go, you know, Google pictures of her and just look at pictures of her.
And then it's a black cap. Lace.
Just talking about fashion here. You couldn't care less.
I hear a word she's saying.
Four times.
Oh, and it will.
This is the part that I want you to
jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow because she one point looked at it and thought it was a real clock, and I gave it to her.
I didn't take anything, did I?
No.
Doesn't something seem? Play that again.
Wow.
Play that again of him.
What is wrong with him?
Something's up, right? It's not just me. There's something up. Go back a little bit. Go back a little bit and play the beginning of this.
No, it was given to me.
Jar.
Oh, okay.
From Matthew gave it to Harry.
Oh, sweet. What he stole it then?
He asked permission.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow because she one point looked at it and thought it was a real clock, and I gave it to her.
I didn't take anything, did I?
Wow. Well,
we were
right. Okay. So it's not just me. He sounded like he was kind of not speaking like a normal person there. Like he was slurring his words, maybe. Like he was, maybe he's medicated. It's hard to know.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're busy staring at Jennifer Aniston.
You can't put, I got to take that off the screen. I can't watch that anymore.
Yeah, you got to take that off.
Oh, now it's on this screen. Oh, stop it. I got it. Why you do this to me?
Well, you don't have to look at it a million times. Must you? Like, can't you just keep a picture of her in your wallet or on your phone?
No, it's like art. If I go to the museum, I'm supposed to look at art. That's art. She should be on a wall, just like that. I'll stare at it.
Uh-huh.
So
it's not an it. She's a human being. So please don't make me uncomfortable.
If she was art, I'm saying, I would stare at the art.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. It's Mona Lisa, and then it's Jennifer Aniston.
I'm sorry that I brought this all up. I'm really sorry that I sent you this clip, and this was, you know what? I went down the wrong road here with this promo. Let's just move on to something else. Hello, you're on the air right now. I see you're sitting there looking at pictures of Jennifer Aniston. Could you please, you're working.
I've stopped now. I've turned it off.